Googling that.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts.
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna. And also Bryn.
There we
Yay!
Go.
Yay! I mean, we used to say and with special guests,
but now you just kind of leave them out.
No, it's yep. just Bryn.
You're just part of the else? You're part of the show.
Yay!
The show couldn't exist without you.
Today.
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 Yeah. In its current form.
Today's yeah. Show. No, I'm okay with that. I will let that go to my head.
The show is ever evolving. We don't have guests. We just have an ever rotating group of hosts.
Like Saturday Night Live.
Sure. Only way less funny.
Also that.
Well, it depends on the era. Okay,
right, I was
that's fair.
Say.
I'm like, oh, what era are you guys from?
That. Okay.
No, she's an official co-host, but we replace co-hosts a lot.
Regularly.
Right.
Turnovers.
This is, yeah, this is
you
why
know
we
what?
Threaten.
You can be replaced.
Absolutely. So.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So, I'm...
Yay.
I guess that puts everyone on notice.
You
being a guest no longer is a thing.
I have beverages.
Yeah. We just... We
Yay,
just
beverage.
Throw
we just have
you
co-hosts now.
Yarp.
This is my second time I've been hired as co-host.
Yeah.
Hired. In a recent span of time, too.
Would you like a glass?
It was last year.
Was it last
year?
Yeah.
It was the last year.
Seriously?
Admiring the artwork on this.
Who was I talking to? And they were like, it's been like 3 years since I'm on their show. I was like, what?
Yeah,
what
I think it was Stefan Senpai.
Yeah,
it was like, I haven't been here for more than 2 years. And we were like, what? Are you
how
sure?
How is that? What?
That's...
Hmm. Yeah. I like how we have somebody on and we're like returning guests and they're like, no, it's my first
Oh,
time.
That too, yeah.
We
or when people are like, hey, could I come do this thing? And we're like, sure, but haven't you... Yeah, well, we've had you on before. Why wouldn't...
Okay, starting now... James, starting now, you're in charge of
nobody
keeping
wants
track
that. No.
of
this
who
is going to go poorly.
Has it, been on the show.
I'm is wondering it go worse if any of our before? Listeners okay. has a list.
I'm gonna start with this episode. So far, we've had Bryn.
Yes. Yay! No, I'm saying start with this episode.
Oh, okay.
Only co-host.
I don't assign homework. I'm not a teacher.
Bryn is.
I am.
I'm not a teacher. So.
Yeah. Anyway, drinks. What are we drinking?
Mm-hmm. Salsa, Bryn, and I are drinking a new beer.
Ooh.
We just opened it. I hope
a new
it's
beer?
New.
Is that like Anubis?
Yeah. Similar.
Okay.
I am making that now.
A new beer?
Yeah.
A new beer or Anubis?
Yes.
Yes.
You'd be making a new business.
A new business, yes. Shane. Okay. This is from Dogfish Head. And it's a collaborative project between Dogfish Head Breweries and The Flaming Lips.
Ooh.
So, this beer came out last week.
Ooh, nice.
And it's called Dragons and Yum Yums.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Jenna, you've got something different.
Tuco-style Freakout with gorgeous artwork on this label.
It does have gorgeous artwork.
I don't know what
is it
is.
It's a mead. Yeah.
Flaming Lips is a band, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Yum Yums a reference to a song or something?
Dragons and Yum Yums, yes.
It is? Okay.
I believe so. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, like Dragons and Yum Yums is the name of a... Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm asking.
Like, I'm familiar with much of their catalog. I'm not familiar with a song called Dragons and Yum Yums.
Salsa, don't worry. Once we take a sip, it'll go through our heads and we'll
like,
automatically
like,
know the song.
Right.
Fucking Matrix style. You'll just know all the
Or we can improvise it rated G style. Or rated X style, because it's apropos of nothing.
And fuck a Pella. Yeah.
Fuck
All right.
Excellent.
All right. More like fuck it up, a Pella.
Some lawn chairs.
Some lawn chairs. Oh.
Yeah, Jenna would not like this.
Why?
Oh.
It's super hoppy. Mm. But it's got
I don't like hops.
I was expecting like...
It's really fruity.
Something flaming.
I actually, you guys.
Yeah?
I read a thing. Where there are people that taste hops like some people have the cilantro thing.
Yep.
Like that there are people that have a hops thing, like the cilantro thing. And I'm like, is that me? Is that could be me.
Yeah.
Cause like
it could be.
I don't enjoy hops. It's it's fruity.
Yeah.
It's the hops and then the fruit flavor, it's like a fruit roll up hits you in the mouth after the pops.
Oh,
and then something weird happens that kind of has a party in the back of your mouth. Like
that's you learning the song.
Yeah, there it is. I can taste it now. Mm-hmm.
I can taste clearly now.
No.
The song's begun.
No. No.
I can taste no. all the lyrics that are in the sheet.
All of the fruit comes to the front of my mouth.
It's gonna be a bright, clear beer. Yeah.
Good.
Excellent.
That part is not anywhere in the song.
No, it's much later, I promise. That is actually in the song, yeah.
Yeah, it's in like the eighth time they go over the chorus or something.
That's the part where the commercials usually ended, so...
Yeah.
So, okay. How many people know a bulk of songs from the 70s and 80s because of that fucking Time Life record album where it was just like 5-second snippets?
I have zero idea of what you're talking about.
Okay. Me too. There was an advertisement
you made this up.
Played constant. Maybe because I was usually homesick when I saw this, so it could have been a fever dream.
Ooh.
That's
legitimately.
Those are the best dreams.
So whenever we question James, we just tell him it was a fever dream?
Yeah.
I will probably believe that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Have you not been?
She was, but it was a fever dream. So, no, it would have like the 5-second snippets of different, like Karma Chameleon. And then Aha's Take On Me and probably 100 songs in that 1 30-second spot. There's like new Time Life Records, the very best music from the... And they would have the 30-second spot, and then they would also have the hour-long infomercial at like 5 in the morning.
Were they all set to the chords C, D, G, and A?
Are you sure there wasn't like just a couple guys playing guitar at this for?
It could have been a fever dream.
Okay.
I think he was watching early access or public access.
During our break, I'm going to look for this commercial. We will put this fucking commercial in the show notes.
This is going to be like some...
When you go to Google it, are you going to Google James's fever dream?
This is going
to
be some public access something in some guy's basement where his backdrop is his mom's good linen sheets.
Not the good linen sheets.
The bad linen sheets.
Yeah. Bad linen sheets.
I ordered sheets today, you guys. You guys, I ordered sheets today.
Yeah?
Do you know why I ordered sheets today?
You give no sheets.
You needed new sheets.
How many thread
I needed new sheets. Do you know why I needed new sheets?
How many thread counts?
1,800.
You only count them once.
Yeah, no, I got the fancy shit.
Yeah.
Do you know why I needed new sheets?
Why did you need new sheets?
Because I got a new mattress.
How big were they?
A queen.
Oh.
That's funny because I thought every bed that you were on was automatically a queen.
Have questions?
No. I also have questions.
I'm trying to track that to a joke.
I am a queen on any bed I'm on.
That's kind of where you were trying to get.
Now I wonder if there's a mattress size called the welfare queen.
My mattress is size welfare queen.
Size? Yeah, and I was gonna say that it's a twin and it's super thin. Like, it's got almost no padding and it's all springs.
Right.
And threadbare, yeah.
Right, yeah. The kind of mattress that squeaks when you lay on it.
This is a commercial.
That's all of my mattresses. Yeah. I realize I just got a mattress that doesn't squeak, but it totally squeaks when I lie on it.
Fucking awesome, isn't it?
It is. So,
only squeaks when you're fucking.
I got upon recommendation, because I've been having some back issues because I'm old as fuck all. Also, I have some weird twisty shit with my spine. I got the mattress that James has, not his exact mattress, but like
that one's besmirched.
One from one from the same company, Tuft and Needle.
Yes.
And so I got. I've been using a full size futon mattress on a queen size mattress.
Futon.
futon. But on top of a queen size mattress that was shittier than the futon mattress, like that's what I've been doing to try to help myself, and this has not been helpful.
No,
that futon's not bad. I've spent a few nights on that futon.
No, but like an actual futon mattress on my bed.
Yeah,
I own two futon mattresses. One of them is on my actual futon. One of them is no longer on my actual bed.
I've crashed on that futon quite a few times.
I always thought futon was a Japanese word from the derivative two forms.
Stop thinking about it.
I know that it's a Japanese word.
Oh, okay.
I can verify that. Oh, okay. That. Yeah. Mm. But I thought it was just bed. Anyway. So I got this mattress. And I never got sheets for my other mattress because I never used it because it was painful as fuck all. Because it was the springs and threadbare everything else. I do have a welfare queen size mattress underneath my new Tuft and Needle mattress, which is incredible. I took it out of the box and I watched it just kind of puff up.
Yeah.
Like it was angry.
Oh, it's like one of those Casper ones.
Yeah. You take it out of the air. The vacuumed packaging, and you watch it puff up. And then I took a nap on it.
Mm.
Like I use top sheets for now until I get my new.
She wasn't planning on taking a nap. She just.
Yep.
I know. As soon as I got that mattress, I was taking a nap.
I recently got my first queen, and I got one of those things from Amazon. Shut up. from Amazon, the memory foam, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. All of it is memory foam. It's just that 98% of it is hard as rock once it breathes. So I got it, and it was like, there were some squishy memory, like legitimately squishy memory foam on it, but it wasn't nearly enough. So then when I put the kind of like pillow top protector on it, it felt like sitting on brick. But to be fair, I spent under $400 on that mattress.
I spent
$80 probably less on the stand for it.
Yeah.
And then I went and spent another $100 on a 5-inch memory foam pad for my queen bed. And listeners, was amazing.
the mattress that I got in price, the queen size mattress, was like $560-something.
Which is not bad for mattresses.
It really isn't.
No. Yeah.
I was unhappy because I was dropping a bunch of money that I didn't actually want to drop on a mattress.
Right.
But I really needed to drop that money, and I am so happy now.
There's
so
happy.
Also, because I put it on top of my welfare queen mattress.
Is it now too tall?
No, it's the same amount of tall because I had the futon mattress.
Oh, sure,
But I think it's like 2 inches taller than it was before. And so I'm just like Princess and the Pea, this shit. Like climbing on top of my 20 mattresses and, there's a pea underneath. Like, yeah, but it really is.
That's why you get a mattress protector.
Well, but that's why I also have sheets for each of my mattresses in different colors. What?
Jenna, yes. Just be careful where you sit because you might split the pea.
Get out.
And you'd have pieces.
You guys said, God, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're already a ham, so
that's true. You guys hated me.
You did this to yourselves.
Yeah, that's true.
That's accurate.
That did happen.
But no, I do have a sheet on each of my mattresses.
Yeah.
So I've got, but in different colors. So like the box spring itself is like a red dust ruffle thing. And I'm thinking of dropping that underneath the box spring and getting another sheet to just put on the box spring in a different color. But then I've got the red. And then I've currently got a purple sheet for the next mattress. But I think I want to swap that out for like a gold color one because my top comforter is 4 different colors. It's green and purple and like a cranberry red and like a golden rod.
Before you said green and gold, like I was like, this is starting to sound like Kaylee's dress from Firefly. Because you have all the ruffle. Because she's got the bottom ruffle and the next ruffle. And
you look like a cake.
So delicious.
I mean, were I unwed, I would take you in a manly fashion.
Because I'm pretty?
Because you're pretty.
When you get the sheet for the box spring, you know what color it should be? Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green. Come a, come a, come a, come a, come a, come a, chameleon.
Fuck. You come and
go. Listeners, he's staring me straight in the eyes as he does this. And I think it is, in fact, the creepiest thing Salsa has ever done at me.
Red, gold, and green.
And he's done an awful lot of creepy things.
Honestly, the jazz hands are what's selling it for me.
Well, when he started, when he was doing the red, gold, and green, the three of us were just kind of staring at him.
Right.
Completely
no
lost.
Comprehension.
Like, what the shit?
Yeah, and then he got into that. Yeah, until he started to sing, I was like, what? Why? What?
All of us.
And then
were.
He broke into it, and I was like, "Okay,
oh, son of a bitch."
I've played Knifey Spoony before.
And he kept going, and he kept staring.
Oh
at
yeah,
me.
Yeah, commitment.
Creepy. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got a mattress. And it is delightful because I unfolded that thing. I put a sheet on it. I took a nap. Like I made my bed, and here's the thing: like I've got 18 million pillows. And actually, like, going through and counting in my head, I have about 13 or 14 different pillows.
Hold on, you said 18. I'm confused.
13 or 14 rounds up to 18 million.
It does.
Got it.
In base 8.
Legitimately.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, but I seriously have about 13 or 14 pillows on my bed.
That's awesome.
I love my bed nest.
I have pillows that I don't want. You want some?
Sure.
Great. I'll bring them over sometime.
Aren't you going to ask why she doesn't want them first? I feel like we should probably make sure that we clarify that.
They're murder pillows.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, they slowly scoot over your face in the night.
Yep.
Actually, no. I
thought you meant she murdered people with them.
As much as I'm
fine with that.
Oh.
As much as I like the idea of having a nest, when usually I keep the pillows to the head of my bed, and it just doesn't. No, well,
I'm one
you
of
end
those
up like
people.
Halfway up Pillow Mountain.
Yeah, and that's not good for my neck.
No,
I'm one of those people that like puts the bed in the corner of the room.
Mm. Nobody puts baby in the corner.
I put baby in the corner. My bed's
not. It's not a baby.
Baby.
It's a queen.
That's true. That's queen fair. Baby.
Queen baby. Baby queen. But no, so I have pillows like on all sides, like on as many sides as possible.
It's like a wrestling ring.
And I kind
actually
of cuddle
not on
into
accident.
My pillows. Like,
that's a really good idea. I like that idea.
She burrows.
I do.
You went wrestling ring. I went bunker.
Bunker beds.
Oh,
for the coming apocalypse.
I can't.
Yay.
I can't
know that. I like that.
All right.
God yeah, I
can't even tell you to get out right now. That pisses me off.
I will find the flattest, like, least squishy pillow on the planet, and that's what I will use.
I have the curved foam pillow, specifically for the neck.
Yeah, nice.
That's the one that my head goes on. Everything else is just for burrowing. Beautiful. Like, that's it.
The length of my shoulders means that if I want to sleep on my side, I have to have two pillows.
You know the memory foam curvy thing?
Mm-hmm. I use that as my top pillow.
You can flip it around.
Yep,
and it's got
I
a bigger
do.
Side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
It's all right. The length of my shoulder is two pillows deep.
Oh.
Yep.
No, for the first 2 or 3 years after leaving college. I slept on a 2-inch thick foam mat on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, same.
And so, I couldn't afford a bed.
Well, there's that.
And so I, for 2 or 3 years, I just slept on a mat on the floor. And
Poor Matt.
Now, like...
He can be replaced.
Yeah,
he's been replaced.
So now, like, our bed, I'm like, this is fantastic. And my wife is like, no, this bed is awful. I'm like, no, you don't get it. This bed is fantastic. So,
well, when I had the option to get whatever kind of bed I wanted as a kid, I got rid of...
You got the race car.
No, that would be good. No. I was already too tall for the race car.
You get a fucking longer race car.
Right, exactly.
I understand.
Get a limo.
I got one of those. I got that's awesome.
I want to see limo racing now. By the way,
yes. I want to see. I
heard that it just stretches out.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Why did we think this was a good idea?
I want to see, but not for long.
It's a paparazzi photo finish.
Oh my god! No.
It's a panorama photo finish. No, it would be a race car bed, but with like a wet bar and a stereo built in and everything. Yeah,
well, yeah. If you're racing, everything's gonna, the bar is going to go all over the place.
And if you have somebody at the foot of your bed and you don't want to talk to them, you just raise that glass panel.
Yes.
In the middle of the night, you accidentally hit the button, and all of a sudden, right into your back. And you're like,
no, the kids are trying to get.
And then in the middle of the night, you don't call for mom, you call for your chauffeur.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That could cause problems.
Beniston, I need a glass of water.
Actually, you need to have the chauffeur to help get you out of bed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, that's
the chauffeur holds open the one edge of the sheet for you.
Yes.
Thank you.
So that you may climb out, yes. Yeah.
This is a tremendous plan. The wet bar especially, yeah.
Yeah.
Again, that's why you need the plastic sheets.
But if it's for kids, then it's a wet bar.
It's a four poster. Nice. It's a four poster with a sunroof.
Oh my god! Yes.
Suddenly, I'm picturing
such a dumb idea.
Suddenly, I'm picturing a limousine Pope mobile.
No, but he can sleep in it.
He doesn't wear the hat when he's sleeping.
You can sleep in it facing either way.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh,
yeah. Like, there's got to be pillows on either side right. so that you can mm-hmm. sleep on it yeah. facing either way.
Absolutely. So that you can have guests, tons of guests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then the
most awkward bachelor party ever. High fives all around.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, when I got the kind of bed that
to
I
be
wanted,
honest,
I chose...
I would go to that bachelor party over one at the strip club
True.
Any day of the
Agreed.
Week, though.
Right.
So.
I just thought we would spoon for a few hours.
I would take that right. over going to a strip club.
Can we watch Die Hard? Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So, no, I chose one of those little flippy chair mattress things.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it was comfortable. And then when I outgrew that, I got a larger version of that custom made because it was still inexpensive. And that was what I brought with me to college. And I would just take that out from behind the couch and unfold it and sleep on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. For many years. So I had the same experience when I got a real bed. I was like, holy shit.
Oh, this is what everybody's talking about.
This is real living.
Yeah.
I'd always had a twin bed. And so when I finally, like, I just went straight from a twin to a queen. And it was so glorious.
And you're sprawled out. You're like, I never knew.
Yeah. I could put my hands all the way out.
All the
whole wingspan and still not reach
Why
the end.
Why do we not call doubles Siamese twin beds?
Racist.
Conjoined,
ableist,
right?
Okay, that's why.
That's why. And now you know because it's my super short show.
Drink to forget. All right.
And there's the drink.
Yeah. So anyway, I have a new mattress.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, good.
Yeah. And it was wonderful. Mm-hmm. And it will continue to be wonderful.
Yeah, I've had
and
mine for about
2 years.
And they sang
its praises Excellent. Throughout the land.
Good. I'm keeping mine until it's a welfare queen mattress.
Long live the queen.
No, I liked, because of the platform that I built for it, my bed is like a little s'more.
Aww.
S'more and, what?
S'more bed. I was going to get a smaller size mattress. I was thinking like a... double, something like that.
Right.
Because I didn't want it to take up too much floor real estate.
Right.
And Charles, who was coaching me through this purchase, Silent Charles, said, you sleep diagonally. I was like, yeah, because beds are small. And he's like, get a fucking real bed. Get a queen size mattress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn it. Yeah.
Fucking.
No, he's right. And I sleep diagonally on it. It's just that's
because,
the way it works.
Because you can.
Because I have to. Yeah. Because otherwise, my feet hang too far off the edge and monsters can grab them.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, you gotta be safe. That's why you have a top sheet.
Yep. To tuck under. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Correct.
What?
Top sheet. How that works.
What housewife tale have I missed growing up?
The top sheet prevents monsters.
Yeah, and
so you have your fitted sheet, and then you have your top sheet or the.
My mom was a hoarder, and I wasn't allowed to clean my room until I moved out of her house. So I don't know any of these wives' tales.
If your feet stick off the edge, then monsters can grab them from below.
Got it.
So you have the top sheet, and you tuck it in to make sure that your feet don't.
Got it.
Like a bunker.
Much more sense.
Yeah,
bunker bed.
Except I could never have the top sheet tucked in because my feet would stick out the edge.
They were far too caliente.
I was also too tall for my bed.
Yeah.
I've never had that problem.
You should, yeah.
You should try it sometime.
No. No, I'm good.
I can.
Look, I can't reach things off the top shelf, but I can fit into a goddamn bed.
No, I'm just saying, I can lend you my son's bed.
Nope.
Having to
mattress, and then you can feel tall.
Having to buy especially tall sleeping bags is suck ass.
Oh, that sounds hard.
Who's?
I have to...
Don't overthink that.
No. No, like, I have to check the height of the sleeping bag before I purchase it, because otherwise it comes up to my nipples. And
wait, does it actually cover the nipples? Or
not quite.
No. Oh, see? Nope. As long as
and then my shoulders and my arms and...
James, we've told you before, those things on your neck are hickeys, not nipples.
It depends on how hard they suck. That's how facelifts work, right?
I don't think you understand anatomy. Like, do we? No.
No?
No.
Can't just.
No.
Maybe that was a pepperoni.
I don't. What?
I think it was a fever dream.
Okay.
Fever dream. We'll go James with fever dream.
All right.
We can clarify later. I have the turkey pepperoni in my bag. We've got porn online. We can clear this up really easily.
Okay, now James, pay attention this time.
Stop getting distracted, James.
This one is areola. No, James.
I'm just going to try to
whip me over here. No, start, no, over here.
Both of them go in my mouth.
Over here. Over here. This one's the pepperoni.
It goes in my mouth.
James, that one's areola. Come
that
here.
Goes
back
in my
over
mouth.
Here. Over here. No, James, that's a bottle cap. Spit
it
out.
In my mouth.
Spit it out. Spit
it out. Out of my mouth.
Wow. That's a pog! Where did you even get that?
The 90s, like everyone else.
Uh-huh. Broke Jenna.
And now he's just regurgitated of tiddlywink. What the fuck is going on here?
And the end of the video is someone saying... I have a friend who works with orangutans. And he's envious of me because I'm a champ winker. Yep.
Jenna is now pointing towards the door very emphatically.
Get out. Get out. Get out, James. Just get the fuck out.
No,
leave the beer.
Really, that is the end of the video. Oh, yeah. Goes in my mouth.
So James is a 1-year-old.
Functionally.
That's fair.
Two. Oh, yeah. No, trust me on this one. Two.
I had one.
I know. It was a long time ago.
Mine was
And
longer.
Yours was, like, ridiculously...
That's true.
Yours was...
Mine
yours,
was
advanced.
Yours was 12 when she was 3.
That's fair. Yeah.
That's
okay,
accurate.
So...
That is very accurate.
Yeah. And she still hasn't seen Gilmore Girls. You still haven't seen Gilmore Girls, have you? Oh, my gosh. Somebody else tell her that she has to see Gilmore Girls.
If you tell her there's anything beyond season 1, then don't bother.
All right.
Just season 1?
Just season 1.
Yeah.
When, when it was still good.
Oh.
Before it became soap opera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally went to go stroke my beard.
And there was less beer.
Where did it go? Nothing there.
Oh, that's why you look different. Well, yeah.
It's not baby shave, but
no.
it's definitely less.
It's not like I've memorized the contours.
There are
of
no
his
longer
face.
3 inches dangling off of his chin.
Memorize the contours of his
face. I've become accustomed.
3 inches gone.
Good. All right. What do we think of a break?
What? Really? Already?
Jenna's the only one who has said anything about what they've done.
Do you guys want to hear about my mattress? I got a new mattress?
You got a new mattress?
I got a new mattress. It's really awesome.
Awesome.
I thought I dreamt it.
Yeah. No, like, seriously, who else is... I mean, James did something to his face.
What did you do? What did you do?
Cut most of it off.
What did you do, James?
Spit it out.
What did you learn?
It goes in my mouth.
It goes in my mouth. Good. All right. Oh, I'm so glad this is a
thing
now.
Seriously, where the fuck did you find a pog?
In my mouth.
So, like, instead of the improv game in my purse, it's going to be in my mouth.
Mouth.
In my mouth. Got to put it in my mouth.
I've got a pog
in my mouth. I've got a frog in my mouth.
Part of a dog in my mouth.
I'm breathing smog
in my mouth. Your turn, Salsa.
Salsa. What?
Oh, am I?
Well, now you got to start a new one.
Do mouth.
Mouth. In my mouth. I'm going to put it in my mouth.
Penis.
In my mouth.
Weenus.
In my mouth. I got a fetus?
In my mouth.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay. I understand.
Sound like a
okay,
dreg song.
I understand how it works now. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Mouth. In my mouth. I'm going to put it in my mouth.
I've got an orange.
In my mouth.
I've got a door hinge.
In my mouth. I've got some storage. In my mouth.
I've got some porridge. In my mouth.
I feel all right about this.
Yeah, no.
You still haven't said what you've done, James.
What have you done? What have you done, James?
What did you do?
What did you do?
Spit it out, you little bastard!
This was a snowy weekend.
Yeah,
so I pushed a lot of cars and got a lot of sleep and stayed in and ordered food from a Domino's that closed.
The Topper's near my place closed, and I'm very unhappy about this.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
My pizza places are still open. Oh, I wonder what's wrong with you guys.
To be fair, we live in the same neighborhood, so if our pizza places are closing, they're the same fucking pizza places.
Yeah.
I drove around a lot in the snow, hoping that I would stumble across somebody to help, and I didn't.
Mm.
And that was frustrating. Like, there were accidents, but there weren't people to, like, push out or shove out or anything like that. So I just drove around in the snow all weekend long. Like, even when it was pelty, rainy shit, because I'm hardcore, and I had to get to a wedding. I had two weddings over the weekend.
Fuck all.
Yeah. And there was nobody to help.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, until the very end of Sunday when people were, like, digging their cars out of their parked spaces, having been plowed in.
Yeah. Mm. There's a lot of that.
Yeah, but even then, I didn't have much I could do there.
And it was only then that Jenna realized the entire time the one who needed help was herself.
Oh, I've known that for years. Oh, sweetie. Honey, I've got about 15 therapists you can talk to, because I have at length.
Yeah.
I am eager to see the video from Lab because of Kayla's therapist song.
Oh my God.
Ooh, it was so amazing.
Good. So good.
By the way. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. But other than that, just like spending the week just feeling better. I had my first practice for chess.
Yay!
Woo!
And I'm super excited.
I know.
Because I am the weapons master, I'm going to be taking care of weapons.
And you're going to be wearing...
I'm going to be wearing an apron, and I am so fucking pumped. Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Yep.
I like an excuse to wear an apron.
Cool.
Yeah.
I
want you to both take care of weapons and produce baked goods.
Yes. Sure.
Okay.
Speaking of baked goods.
Yeah.
Yeah, it snowed all goddamn weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't noticed.
Like Friday started Friday. I'm telling the listeners who weren't local. Yeah. It started like Friday night and ended like Sunday overnight.
Fucking ridiculous. For anybody who's listening to this archived, it was April.
Yep.
The middle of motherfucking April.
Mm-hmm. It was fucking gorgeous.
It was beautiful.
It was so gorgeous
and just
anger inducing.
I don't know. I was just more kind of like, it seems quirky.
Mm.
I think quirky is the word that I'd want to use for it, because it's like the middle of motherfucking April and we have a fucking blizzard that is breaking the charts. Yeah. And it's just
like half of the charts.
And it kept coming.
Yeah.
And coming. So
I had a date like that once.
Much white all over.
Mouth. Okay.
All right.
Anyway, continue.
I couldn't have been happier.
I believe it.
I'm glad I fucking loved it.
We had the fire going in the fireplace.
Oh, yeah.
And we had bread going in the oven. And we had board games and we made snowmen with the kids. And it was like, I was so fucking happy.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have to go to work, and I worked from home, so fuck yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
I know I'm probably the only person in the state that was happy about it, but what are you going to do?
I didn't mind. Driving on Saturday afternoon-ish? Saturday-ish, yeah. Driving this weekend. I found this was one of the few times that I've ever felt like there was actual danger in driving. Yeah.
Danger zone.
Yeah, exactly like that.
And
it was purely because of visibility. It wasn't even a matter of the roads being untenable. It was you couldn't see fucking.
It was about 12 o'clock Saturday for me, and I was just like, "This is all white."
Yep.
Yeah.
But racist. But I did.
That was a conversation. No.
Racism is an institutionalized oppression of a social group. Where what you're thinking of is
I'm colorblind, James. I'm prejudiced.
Yeah.
Not racist.
No, like I said, the baking, and it was actually kind of funny because at one point somebody on my Facebook feed posted something about, I wonder how many people are baking bread this weekend.
Mm. Mm.
And like fucking everyone, like, 2 loaves of bread here. Yep. Did some muffins, you know, bread. Just like everybody was baking.
Yeah.
Every fucking buddy and their brother was baking. And then another one of our friends was like, yeah, there's going to be a lot of kids born in January.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, nobody was going anywhere.
Yep.
But I baked a couple loaves of bread, and then yesterday I made
a lot of people
cream cheese and apricot Danish.
Ooh. That sounds like a thing I can't have.
Probably not. But then again, anything I make, you can't have, really.
I mean, pretty much.
I honestly just slather everything in coconut butter just to piss you off now.
Like, when you leave,
I like clean that chair in coconut butter.
That explains much.
I've been going to the doctor for that for weeks, and she's like, I don't even know, man. Like, how the fuck? Like, yeah. Skin I thought I was just thing. Fucking people.
Yeah, weird. No. At this point, it's just.
I mean, don't let that be the reason you aren't. But.
Just like everything, just door handles, you know, your chair, just coconut butter just everywhere. No.
Luckily, it's an ingesting thing and not an actual.
I'm pretty sure that's how this works.
Well, I mean, topically, it doesn't feel.
You
great
never
either,
know when Jenna's gonna lick a door handle. That's all I'm saying.
That's fair.
I thought that was James.
Mouth.
I'm gonna put it in my mouth.
All right.
And James is leaving.
But no. In all seriousness, I made these cream cheese and apricot Danishes, and they were fucking amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, those sound incredible.
So much fun getting to bake with my daughter, which is really the main reason I do this, is to kind of pass on that knowledge. And unfortunately, with baking with children, they can get distracted, and they can distract you. And I like doubled the amount of milk that was supposed to go in.
Oh.
Well.
So, like, it was like...
So, I really couldn't have it.
Oh, yeah. So, the recipe was like, okay, this should form, like, a very sticky dough. And I was like, this is still batter. This is not...
This is for pancakes right now.
Hmm. And I was like, okay. And I wrapped it up and, like, put it in a bowl wrapped up in the fridge. Because I was like, maybe it'll harden? And then I reread the recipe and went, oh,
shit.
Oh, crap.
It was a half cup of milk instead of a full cup. So let's put a bunch more flour in it.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that symbol doesn't mean 1 to 2 cups.
Exactly.
It doesn't go up quite as high.
So they stayed pretty... They didn't flake up as much as I wish I did. They stayed pretty bleh, but they tasted great. And the cream cheese was a last-minute addition because my wife batted her eyes at me and said, you want cream cheese in there? And I was like, yes, I will do that. And so, no, they're great. And I love baking with my kids. And then we went out and we made snowmen. And I discovered I don't know how to make a snowman.
Did you want to make a snowman?
Do you want to make a snowman?
It's something we never really did growing up.
It's apropos of nothing, the musical at this point.
No, I honestly didn't. I've never really...
You've never rolled a snowball?
No, I really haven't.
We're going out to make a snowman. Why don't you spend your time rolling up some hay bales instead?
Because there's snow all over the place.
Can you Google that for me?
No.
No, but there's cattle that need to be fed, that's for sure.
Yeah, there is
that. No, it just, that's not part of my childhood.
City girl.
It wasn't something I did growing up. We didn't make snowmen a lot. And so, like, I'm out there, and I, like, start building a pillar.
No.
Right.
You built a snow
doll. And Raiderly just looks at you. And then Little Bip just looks at you. And then...
No, I built a pillar as tall as Lilibeth, and then I, like, had her stand next to it, and I, like, was like, okay, this is how... Because I was going to make a little Lilibeth. And so, like, I made it pillar as tall as she... And then I had her stand next to it, and right where her neck was, I started carving out so I'd make a little head, and I was like, I'm making a penis. Okay. And so I packed that back in.
Putting eyes on it didn't help.
No,
Started with one eye.
The little bow tie made it look like a fancy penis.
Raiderly's then he next put the purple helmet on top.
And Raiderly has rolled up this, like, 2-foot diameter snowball for the base of her first snowman. And I'm like, I just realized just now, I have no idea. Like, I honestly thought rolling up snowballs.
Yeah.
To make snowmen, I thought that was like a cartoon thing.
It is, because it's also a real fucking thing.
I've never done that.
Clearly.
Did you make it?
Huh?
Did you make it? Did you make one?
Snow. I made a snowman. She made a snowman. She made like a...
Did you make...
She made a snowman snow, that looks like you, a...
Did you get to the point of rolling up snowballs?
No.
So you made a snow dick and she made a snowman.
I made my pillar... And my pillar had a face and fucking arms. Once I put the arms on it, looked a lot less like a penis.
Huh.
Honestly.
That sounds...
No, Raiderly's looks much better. And I discovered I've never made a snowman before.
Well, and you still haven't.
I still haven't. Oh, it's absolutely true.
I think you need to go and do some research, watch Frozen a couple times, and take notes.
I don't think that's...
Olaf is two, like, we isn't did he name two my, or three?
He is,
like,
but we did name, he just goes, poof, and then there he is.
It's still the shape. My
kids did name my snowman Olaf, by the way.
Aww.
That's tops. That's tops.
Right. And then Lilibeth named the other one Wonder Woman.
Nice.
Well, like one does.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Now, should we take a break?
I mean, we haven't talked about what Bryn's been up to.
Yeah, but Bryn is...
I suppose we can talk.
That's always the second
segment.
I've got
a lot of shit going on.
That's the second segment.
Okay, we'll talk about you for the second segment.
All right.
It's always the second. That's how we do things around
here. It's not always the second segment. I'm a co-host, though. I'm an official co-host.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com. we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
I'm Bryn.
Yay!
We did the thing, you guys.
All right, we can pack up and go.
All right.
Good job, everyone.
Fuck you all, man.
Jenna said we did the thing.
Note, this is how they treat their co-hosts.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you've been listening to the show, you know exactly how we treat them.
That's why we have such a high attrition rate.
Yeah. That's totally fair.
We're high in nutrition?
Yes.
Okay.
So, hey.
pepperoni.
Yesterday, a thing happened.
Yes, a thing did happen.
What?
What? What thing?
I was there.
It was a thing that involved paper products.
Yes.
What? Is this like recycling?
Paper and paper accessories.
Yes. Kind of, yeah.
No, okay.
So I work with Adventures in Cardboard. Yay! If you've never heard of it, is this awesome thing. It's a summer camp where kids are taught how to create cardboard weapons and armor and full castles out of wood structures, and they use power drills and stuff. And then they're so they take the armor and the shields and swords and whatever weapons their little diabolical minds can possibly think of, and we teach them how to fight with them. Yeah. And fight each other with them, and it's great. And then we go into a park. The whole thing takes place at a park, but we go and mm-hmm. we play 3-way capture the flag, and then up to 6-way capture the flag.
Oh wow!
And like in a decent portion of the park, meaning you have to trudge to other territories, and if you get killed, which you do, and you die glorious, glorious deaths, you have to go and respawn in your territory.
Yes.
So I invited a bunch of podcast hosts to come and build their own AIC Adventures in Cardboard Weaponry at our studio. Mm-hmm. And James and Jenna were there. Salsa was not
busy.
Salsa was busy being an adult or some shit.
Sounds boring.
Right? Adulting is hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we got to do that yesterday.
Don't besmirching my good name.
You have a good name?
How did that happen?
Yeah, it's my wife's.
Oh, yeah. No,
I believe
that's
fair. Yes.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, no, story checks out.
Yeah.
It does check out.
So, what'd you guys think?
Oh, my God. I made a giant fuck-off cleaver.
I reached into the box for a template, and I pulled out a giant wrench. And then I looked through the rest of the box, and I was like, nothing's really going to be as amazing
as a giant wrench.
As a fucking giant wrench.
Yep.
Which had a lot of detail in it.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, of course he picked the thing with a lot of detail. I mean... have you met him?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we made the cardboard stuffs, and, we didn't get to play with them, though.
Not yet, no.
Okay. Not yet. A couple things. Adventures in Cardboard is coming to Convergence this year.
Yes.
We're going to be at Connie's Quantum Sandbox.
Yeah.
We're doing a build, and then right before the Boffering happens, we're going to go and we're going to play Killmeister, which is a game that we do teach the kids. Mm-hmm. Where
sounds like wholesome family entertainment.
Everybody dies. Everybody kills everybody.
Sounds like wholesome family entertainment.
Yeah. Exactly. And so we're going to teach everybody how to play by Adventures in Cardboard rules.
Uh-huh.
So that hopefully nobody gets hurt. The adults have the hardest time with the rules. I will tell you that.
Huh.
Adults are much more likely to go all ham, like, let's kill each other than kids are. Kids are really good with the rules that we set down.
We've had an extra 20 years of pent-up anguish.
Well, we say tap, don't swing, because mm-hmm. when we call them taggers, so that it's not like, you know, I'm bodily trying to hurt you, because nobody wants to do that. Fuck that. Yep, tap, tap, tap. Yeah. Tap, don't swing. Yes.
No, salsa.
No, salsa.
This is why the kids are better than the adults.
So we tap, don't swing. We aim low, which to adults sounds really
but
funny.
But not too low?
I mean, it's shoulders to knees. So no ankle biting and no going for the neck or headshots, which makes a lot of sense. Your hands don't count, because if you've been in lightsaber dueling, you know that sucks. Because in lightsaber dueling, hands do count, and that is super frustrating sometimes. But hands don't count. It's too easy. And then call yourself out. And kids do a really good job of that. Yeah. So this is a summer camp. So sorry, I should go back. Adventures in Cardboard is a summer camp that happens in the Twin Cities. And you send your kids to camp for a week, and then we teach them all these things. And we have a lot of fun. We split them up into six, like, houses, sort of. So we've got, like, Hakarl, that's the toothy fish.
Each one has a name and a representative sigil. Animal.
Yeah, and then you got Arco, the bear, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So, and they go into their houses, and then we teach them all these things. So, it's great. And we have alliances and different things like that. Mm-hmm. But the kids are really good about call yourself out, because there was one time when a kid had a dramatic enough death that the entire battlefield stopped and applauded. Entire battlefield just stopped, and everybody gave applause to this person who had just dramatically died.
The child's name was Oscar.
I have no idea what their name was, but it's a stuff of legends and adventures in cardboard. And we've had slow-mo battles where we actually had somebody from the Minnesota Opera come, two people who are minstrels for the week, who ran around the trails as minstrels and had kids sing songs to get them respawned.
Oh,
in a lesser amount of time. And so anyway, they sang this little operetta with some improvised music, and we did a slow-mo battle where all of the kids were legitimately, like, I don't think there were any kids who got tagged in this slow-mo battle and didn't just stop and die a slow, dramatic death.
And so, full on Mercutio, that shit.
It was wonderful. This is what I do with my summers. It is.
That sounds awful.
So awful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awful.
That's what it is. Yeah.
That. Sucks.
Yeah.
So
I was really enchanted by the kind of the depth of the lore, but also with the quality of the weapons. Because when you're when you're saying, like, oh yeah, it's built out of cardboard and things like that, people are imagining, like, somebody took 5 minutes with a pair of scissors and a refrigerator box and duct taped together, you know, like the beer wizard staff or something like that. It's not something of quality. But when I saw a bunch of the weapons, especially the weapons that people had taken time on, and realizing that these kids have an entire week or sometimes multiple summers to work on their things, just hearing some of the things that they've created, and also seeing some of the props that you at AIC have created, I was deeply impressed.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot. So in the day, you go out to games, and games is basically when you go out and kill each other, but you go out on the trails. So each house has their own staked out territory that's staked out by flags.
Sure.
Usually the territory stays your own for the week. There are some weeks that we do regent, and you have you have people who represent your people, and they can get captured and taken to other territories.
Sure.
But if your regent is captured by the end of the game and you don't have enough flags, you might have other territories or other houses might take over your territory.
In Mother Russia, flag captures you.
Right. And so you have these kids who are, you know, literally bushwhacking a lot of the times. Like, you have to go through dense forests to get to where you're going to strategize how to kill off the kids who have the biggest weapon or a lot of armor or the characters that show up on the trail, because the counselors show up as these awesome characters, like Colossus that the creator Julian made. You guys saw, like, Colossus.
I got to wear the boot.
Giant boot. Like, this boot was as big as you are.
Basically. Like, it came up to mid-thigh. I think it was supposed to stop below my knee, but...
But it didn't?
Not on me, it didn't.
If you go to adventuresincardboard.com, you can see Colossus. It's the giant cardboard orc thing.
What was that website again?
AdventuresInCardboard.com.
AdventuresInCardboard.com.
Was that AdventuresInCardboard.com?
That it was AdventuresInCardboard.
AdventuresInCardboard.com.
Oh, AdventuresInCardboard.com.
AdventuresInCardboard.
Wait, I'm confused. Was it AdventuresInCardboard.com?
Is it AdventuresInCardboard.com?
It wasn't.
Or is
fact.
It AdventuresInCardboard.com?
AdventuresInCardboard.com.
Okay.
.com.
Come up with a jingle. Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's an actual old jingle from before you were like a twinkle in somebody's eye, I'm sure.
Thanks.
Yeah. Youngin.
I'm sticking my tongue out at her just so that you all know.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Oh, they heard it.
But one of the stories, one of the props that we got to see was Gray Malkin, this cat thing.
Oh, the cat.
Oh my god!
And then one of the stories that we heard that kind of supports the thing that you were talking about earlier was that there's a rule about Gray Malkin being placed somewhere, so, and that you have to go around it.
Real quick, there are relics in the realm. So relics are weapons or props or different things that have been created by the staff members that have been papier-mâché'd, because papier-mâché is sacred in the realm, right? And so it makes it more durable, it makes it look awesome, it makes it more detailed, blah, blah, blah. So the Gray Malkin and each of these relics are hidden throughout the week for kids to find during games. So, you know, you have these kids who are covered in foliage and shit who are holding up and saying, "We got Thor's hammer!" And that house gets to hold Thor's hammer for the week. So the Gray Malkin is one of these relics. Continue.
So we were hearing a story about Gray Malkin being placed somewhere and the rules having to do with that. The owner of AIC was, like, secreted away somewhere watching the proceedings. And he noted that even when there was no one that the kids were aware of watching to make sure that they obeyed the rules, that the kids would see this relic and would obey the rules that that were part of this relic, even though there was nobody that they knew of,
like
there
they would
to be
walk
like,
up
"You,
and,
yeah. You didn't do this. You gotta." Yep.
So the Gray Malkin, if you let's say Arco found the Gray Malkin, Arco places it in front of a really strategic path. There's sometimes like 4-way paths that you can put the Gray Malkin there, and no one is allowed to pass within like 100 or so feet, and so they have to go bushwhack 100 feet out, which is sometimes in swamplands too.
Oh,
like these are parks in the Twin Cities area, and there are swamplands out there. And Julian found a kid who was by himself, not even with any teammates, by himself, and he just kind of went started bushwhacking.
Yeah, and even though there was, as far as that kid was concerned, no adult around. To,
or peers, or anyone.
Right, yeah, like, to be like, you didn't obey the rules. Around. But yeah, I know grown-ups who don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And
I am a grown-up that doesn't do that.
I mean,
it all comes out.
The kids are really good about it. Like, I know there are a lot of adults who'd be like, man, good luck with that. Okay, have fun with that. But the kids are really good with it. They're like, okay, this is a game, and we make it clear to them, like, if you don't play by the rules, people aren't going to want to play with you either. Like, to be completely honest, and there have been kids who have cheated and haven't played by the rules, and then it's a very quick turnaround of, we don't want to play with you anymore. And I've found that only happens, or primarily happens, when kids are cheating. And everybody's like, welp, I don't want to deal with this because I'm going to die, but you're not going to call yourself out, which is one of our three primary rules. So we're not. It's a very quick, natural consequence, which I,
what
as a
are
teacher,
the three primary rules?
Tap, don't swing.
Okay.
Aim low and call yourself out. So die a dramatic death when you get tagged. If you're rightfully tagged. And oftentimes when we're having like battle circles, which is where we get the huge drums out and we're the kids are, you know, one at a time, you know, or two at a time, go at each other. You know, oftentimes it'll be like, "Hey, did you? Well, I can go. No, okay, let's try again." And then they go, super good about it, super cordial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, sounds like you're raising a bunch of SCA nerds, honestly. Oh, yeah.
Boffers.
No, it is, because in the SCA, it's much the same. It's you call out when you've been hit. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very, very much an honor system. And if you are not the kind of person who says, yep, you got me, then you don't last very long.
Mm. Well, and it's fabulous. I'm a teacher. And so, like, there are so many good things about Adventures in Cardboard and so many reasons why I love this. 3D design is one, because it's cardboard. We usually don't tell the kids no. There are some like rules with like, if it's so long, if it's like X amount of inches, it's a dagger, which means that it can pierce through armor. If it's so many inches long, then it's a one-handed. If it's so many inches long, it's a two-handed, which you can hold in one hand, but you can't hold anything else in the other hand.
Right.
Different things like that. But other than that, like make a magic book, make a stick of bacon, make a wrench, make a
fuck off giant cleaver.
I had a kid my first week who came in, and he had this already made cardboard book that said law, and the other counselor and I are like, what do you want to do this week? I want to sue someone.
Yes.
And this kid.
Oh, that kid. After my own heart.
You have an offhanded parrying guppy?
Guppy, yes.
I mean,
absolutely. As long as you have a one-handed sword, then you can have a shield. Offhanded
parrying guppy.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
I would like that.
Yeah, but the kids are super good about it, too. But 3D design is fantastic. Teamwork and strategy, because if you're going to get somebody's flag, then, you know, a lot of times kids will come up with these amazing strategies. They'll, and it's a full forest or like, you know, it's a park. It's either a complete park or a decent section of one. Which, you know, you have bikers or people going by and the kids are like, hey, what's up? Be careful. There are weapons. Sorry. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Spandex, not leather.
Bikers. Game on.
the bike, spandex, not biker or leather bikers.
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh.
They're super nice to the pedestrians, to the non-realm folk, which is great to see as well. But you'll have these full attack fronts going on and like all of these different things going on.
Freedom!
Kids using the relics as really good strategy, you know, strategic tools.
Right. Let's slip the puppies of war.
Who's a little good slipped puppy? Who's a good slipped puppy?
So, like, for example, if, like I said, Arco has the hammer of Thor, they go out and they talk to their buddies saying, okay, the hammer of Thor, if you activate it, it clears the battlefield, period. You and everyone in it is smote by Thor and everyone dies.
Mutually assured destruction.
And everyone has to go to respawn. And so one person could say, okay, I'm going to go into this really awful like battlefield right now. I'm going to call down the power of Thor, which is only once a game. And then everyone else in their house can go and steal flags as everyone else is recharging.
Nice.
Right, and so it's teamwork and strategy and everything as well.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool. Yeah.
But I think we're missing the point, is that yesterday I built a giant fuck-off cleaver.
You did.
Out of cardboard.
You did do that. She was giggling the entire time. Like, she's taking this, like, she picks the template up, she's like, ha, 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 ha. And then she lays it on the cardboard to trace it out, and she's like,
No, wait, and then, like, I'm like, this handle isn't long enough. So, I turned my one-handed cleaver into a two-handed cleaver, because, yes, I did that.
Technically, that would still be a one-handed weapon.
Even if it was long? Oh, because of the blade.
It goes by blade, not by handle.
Yes!
Now, the thing is, there actually got to be a point where people would be like, it's a staff! And then they'd like take it by the end of the handle, and then it'd be called a poop stick. Because you'd go over everybody's heads and then tag them out, and that's just not fair. So that we don't make poop sticks. So if you were to use that as a one-handed weapon, you'd have to choke it up to the base of the
there's
blade.
There's a rule on how you have to hold it.
Right. And so you can't just make a giant-ass handle and then hold it at the end of the handle. It has to be choked up to the beginning of the blade. But
so
other
no
than that...
halberds or flamberges.
No, you can have those. As a matter of fact, there was a a question yesterday from Eric Thompson.
Curse the French.
He was like, yeah, can I make a glaive? Right? And they were like, yeah, do it. If you're playing, though, you have to hold it in this particular way so that you aren't using it like a poop stick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. But yeah.
But giant fuck off cleaver.
Yep. Like,
yeah. I want the audience to understand this giant fuck off cleaver that I made. Because number one, like the blade itself on this thing was like the size of a textbook. Mm-hmm. Like
easily
the size probably of a textbook. Probably more.
Like one of the reading adventures in reading textbooks. Mm. Yeah, the mm-hmm. giant ones.
Yeah,
Basil's.
But. So the blade itself and the handle, like, it just didn't seem quite right to me. So I basically turned it into a cleaver axe.
Yep.
Such a size queen.
I wanted to double fist it, all right?
Yep.
And I make this thing and I'm like, okay, it's going to be this cardboard thing, derp, 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 whatever. And, like, so I trace it up. I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then they're like, now we need you to score along the edge here. Which, by the way, I don't use box cutters because I hurt myself all the time. So, like, I go into this place. They're like, we're going to be using these box cutters. I'm like,
you're an adult. You should be able to do this.
No. This is a bad idea. They don't give Jenna sharp
weapons. Maybe we should have vetted you like we do with the campers.
Oh, God.
Jenna delegates people to do this.
I really do. So they give me this thing, and I'm like, but I figured it out. And I did not cut myself
on
with the box knife. Cutter. Yeah.
Did you get a paper cut?
It's right here. I got a cardboard cut on my finger.
Shit.
Typing today for work has been a bitch.
That is. Sorry to interrupt you, but that is actually a really good question. How many paper cuts happen at these things?
It's actually a
fantastic response.
As many as it takes for them to learn.
Draw the question.
Salsa, they don't get any paper cuts.
Okay.
Yeah. Zero paper cuts.
It's actually not that bad. I mean, like, you're there all summer. I think I got two last summer.
Okay.
And, you know, the kiddos are, you know... The kiddos are really tough.
I bet they're more careful with it than I am.
Yeah.
I mean, shit happens, and part of the camp is like shit happens.
The other thing was you had mentioned, and also the other two hosts had mentioned the way that you tape these things up is designed specifically to prevent
Let me keep going through my step-by-step process
cleaver.
Building this fuck-off cleaver.
Real quick, just so that you guys know, as you go through this, you too have a chance to make these weapons with Adventures in Cardboard. I will mention that later. You go on.
Excellent.
Where was that? Adventuresincardboard.com?
Adventuresincardboard.com.
Adventuresincardboard.com.
So not adventuresincardboard.com.
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 Yes.
Okay.
.com. So then I have to score along the handle, and I'm like, well, this is interesting. Why am I doing this? And it's because I placed a bamboo stick in between, like, so it's two pieces of cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just one piece of cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
Two pieces of cardboard, and then you put a bamboo stick in between. So that's why you score it, so that the cardboard has something to go around.
Mm-hmm.
And then you tape the two pieces of cardboard. You tape the bamboo to the inside of cardboard so that it doesn't, like, you know, run away. and then you tape the cardboard together. Mm-hmm. And as you're taping the cardboard together, the way you tape it together, and I actually did it different in different areas.
Mm-hmm.
Around the handle, I didn't pinch as hard.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm.
I wanted it slightly rounder. But
fair.
To get the blade point thing, You pinch the cardboard together as you're taping it, and it actually makes a pretty decent looking edge.
Oh, yeah.
It's really
impressive. It looks really clean.
It looks super clean. And it's just like, God damn, yo, this looks like a cleaver.
Yeah. Again, giggling the entire time.
Oh my God.
And
Every once in a while, I just pause and giggle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Eric Thompson
French.
made a short sword that had a sweep to it, and it was like the edges and the taping work that he did on it. It was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I wasn't sure that I was going to be in love with this finished product, but this is awesome.
Yeah, right?
It was, and he made a little sheath for it and everything like that.
Yeah.
It was really, he was like, I'm actually going to keep this and use this for things.
Yep. Totally.
Like, yeah.
And like the bamboo is enough that if, as long as you're tagging and you're not like whacking people with it, it's,
I mean, no promises stands. On my part.
But. Well, but here's the other thing. The cleaver stands.
Oh, good point.
It stands up to the time. You know?
This is why adults don't get to play games.
Liar.
Ruined it. Liar. Yeah.
We have an adult game day coming up. So May 26th, we have a legitimate adult game day.
So did they play with the kids?
No, we just built things.
So far we've just built them.
So we have studio nights where you can come and build things. And if you want to know about studio nights, they're sporadic. We're going to be having studio nights that are centered around cosplay soon, especially with Convergence coming up.
Yeah.
If you want to know, please email Julian, and his email's at adventuresincardboard.com.
In cardboard?
No, adventures.
In cardboard.com. So, let us know if you're interested, because we will make that happen. But we sit and we do studio time, like with what we did with you guys.
Uh-huh.
I made my Stevani sword out of cardboard.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And it turned out really good, and especially when you're using cardboard, like... You know, you have a refrigerator box. You have a couple of tries to go.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, so the adult game day is with 18 plus.
Mm-hmm.
And we construct just like you guys did. But we also learn how to fight. So we didn't get to try out a battle circle or anything.
Sure.
But we're going to fight. And then we're going to go and play Capture the Flag. And
with my giant fuck off cleaver.
With your giant fuck off cleaver.
Yes.
Because it's a one handed, you can choose to make a shield. If you go to the adult game day, you can choose to do a shield or a cutting board.
Ooh.
Or a second one handed weapon.
Fight Florentine.
I want a pan.
Yeah.
I want to fight Florentine. That's what I would do.
We can do that. And in the 3D, again, 3D design, we have a lot of wizards at Adventures in Cardboard who know exactly how to make these fucking things happen. It's amazing. Mm. And so it's actually a charity event as well. So
nice.
We are all donating our time to make this happen. And all of the money goes towards scholarships to help kids get to summer camp
who can't
afford it.
Whoa, pause for a second.
Yeah.
So you're telling me I can take my giant fuck off cleaver.
Yep.
I can go play a bunch of games.
Mm-hmm.
There's like an admission fee, right?
There's an admission. Yep. It's kind of the admission of a con or something, because you get to take all of your shit home as well.
Right.
Right.
You're spending hours creating as well.
Not only can I bring the giant fuck off cleaver that I've already made, but I can show up at this day. I can make a frying pan for my other hand.
Yep.
And so for this admission fee, I can make like a weapon, maybe more, depending on time.
Up to you.
And then I get to take my giant fuck-off cleaver and my massive frying pan of doom, and I get to fight people.
Yep.
Wait, and then you could make a rolling pin and put it in a sheath.
Yes, a rolling pin dagger.
Offhanded parrying rolling pin.
See, now I kind of want to make like a spatula and a frying pan.
Yep.
And a chef's hat.
Yep. And we make hats. We make we've had
helm.
So,
helmets.
Right, a helm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chef's helm.
That helm was amazing.
Helmets,
oh my god.
Helmets make it so that arrows can't affect you. We have arrows too, by the by.
Yeah.
We have bows, arrows, we have crossbows, we have all those sorts of things as well.
Trebuchets.
Yes.
So
actually, not kidding. Yeah.
Gaia made one.
Yay, yep. Trebuckets.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh
that.
My God.
That thing.
Okay, so I can go Trebuchet there with
residence,
weapons,
lady of the house speaking.
Make more fuck off weapons.
Yep.
Go fight a bunch of adults.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing so, I will help pay the way for other children to be able to do this awesome thing.
Helping little geeks be little geeks.
Yes. Aww. Oh my God, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
There were a couple other things that I wanted to say about my giant fuck-off flavor of Doom. And just the process in general. But number one...
But primarily the cleaver.
Yeah. Fuck off. Oh, my God. Fuck off, cleaver. Number one, it's named June. Number two, that's your fault, James. That is your fault.
I'm so proud of you. You made a pun.
That was James. It was James that named it.
I'm so pleased.
So number one...
yeah, you got your wrench in my back, though.
Number two, so I didn't, like, finish my cleaver. Like, I didn't finish taping up the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I got like, all the edges, like, put together and stuff. And it feels solid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you do not think that these things are gonna... It's fucking solid, yo.
It is.
And I can take this giant fuck-off cleaver and, like... I just swish it in the air, and you can hear the air move around it.
Uh-huh.
It's like swishing a sword. It is that fucking satisfying. Like, and I swing around a lot of swords. Like, this is mm-hmm. this is the same exact fucking feel. I'm just like, whoosh.
the entire wonderful. Time giggling like that.
It feels so good, and especially like because I made it two-handed because I wanted to hold it with two. Fair. Just fucking, I brought it home and I had projected. I made the prediction to the guys. I was like, so I'm gonna bring this home, and Jess is just gonna give me this look because my daughter is 17, going on 38. Like, yep. she's an old woman, so I'm like, she's just gonna give me this look. And so I bring this thing home, and I present it to my daughter, expecting her to just shake her head at me. She goes, "What?" And she grabs my giant fuck-off cleaver, and she starts moving it, and she's like, "This has really good balance."
Mm.
She's like, and there's...
Really?
Right?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's awesome.
She was like, "This has really good balance, and I love the handle." I'm like, "Yeah, I made it longer than, like, the actual template." Mm-hmm. She's like, "That was smart, because now I've got this lever thing going." And she starts playing mm-hmm. with it like a weapon, because, of course, my daughter knows how to use weapons.
Uh-huh.
But, like, and she starts... She's like, "This is really good." I'm like, "Yeah, I know." So, yeah, prediction, totally false. Totally into this.
Surprised and happy.
I know, right?
Me too.
So, but the other thing that I want to say, I didn't do it with mine. I will, but I didn't do it with mine. And I watched other people in the room do it. Is the detail work?
Mallory's rope.
The rope thing. Gaia also did like some fancy stuff on a sword, like a
twining.
But thing. Like, yeah. So you just take more cardboard and you tape it onto your pre-existing cardboard, and it sounds so stupid. It sounds so dumb. Like, this is just what, like, no, that's not gonna make it look better at all. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, it's amazing, because once you tape it down, it becomes it takes shape kind of like paper mache does.
Yeah.
And it just it looks so good, because the taping it down, it just kind of smooths everything out, and you can pinch to make specific points, mm-hmm. and you can just go super decorative with this shit. It was incredible.
Amra is one of our, like, cardboard smiths, and he regularly makes katanas that have the detail of the wrapping, where it looks kind of like a bow tie all over it. He does that detail with...
On the handles.
On the handles with the masking tape. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. My god.
It's ridiculous.
So cool.
So I'm fairly particular about my weapons. Is your cardboard food grade?
To be fair, I think we were using refrigerator boxes, so they keep well.
Nice.
Fritzy.
That was good.
With the wrench that I made, I was super pleased. I actually have plans to do more to it.
Yeah,
like you're,
me too.
Like you're talking about, because I ended up not just using the two panels of cardboard, but actually cutting out an extra few small pieces to sort of flush out the head, make the head a little bulkier and more intimidating. You had a mystery date like that once.
Yeah, I did.
But I plan on adding details to the outside to make it look more like a functional wrench.
Yeah.
Right now it's the outline of a wrench, and it looks incredible.
It already looks amazing.
I am so excited to make this even more wrench-like.
Well, yeah. And very regularly we have, you know, parents who say, you know, they came home from cardboard camp and they just kept going all year. And, yes. You know, this inspires you.
Your recyclables will never be safe again.
It's true. But it inspires that creativity, especially because in AIC, it's like, yep, go for it. We build castles out of, you know, we have wooden structures that are castles. The kids get to decide what it looks like, where it goes, and where the trap doors are going to be, and then they flesh out a town in the castle.
I would
and they
start
do
with
play.
A pillar.
God and damn it! And then cut around the head. Fucking it.
Well, God damn it!
Someone was telling us that like they laid murder traps for the other teams, including a giant boulder made out of scrap cardboard that would roll
multiple
down
boulders.
A ramp and crush the other team.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh God! Yes.
And some teams would actually, because what happens is the wooden structure goes up and then you put the cardboard around it, right? And then you have towns and people are selling quote-unquote potions, which is Kool-Aid and, you know, different things like that. But they would legitimately set secret passageways that only their house would know about so that, and they'd score the cardboard so that they could have an easy escape in case they weren't the ones who got the castle at the end of the... at the end of the week.
Yeah.
Whoever has the most points for capture the flag by the end of the week gets to defend the castle that everybody has made. So teams or houses will legitimately put these secret passageways so that they would have an edge in that battle.
Nice.
It's that is so
incredible.
Fabulous.
And I was also hearing about some of the things that are established as part of the town or as part of the castle. Things like an arcade with a wheel that you spin to get prizes, or people robbing shops. And theft
game, is so much fun.
Game thing is really, I think it's super awesome.
So describe it. One of the team members is the Thief King, and whoever wants to be a thief has to go to the Thief King to get jobs, quote unquote jobs.
Join
and
the Thief Guild.
Say, all right. How big of a job do you want? And so you have a tiny piece of cardboard that's worth 2 gold, you know, a bigger piece for 5, bigger piece for 10, or for a diamond or whatever. And so if they can manage to tape up the piece of cardboard to somebody's shop without them noticing, they get the payout.
Nice.
So they don't actually steal anything, because kids will make daggers and they will just go to armory and make 5 daggers to sell in the castle during role play for this gold that they get on quests during game time.
We're hearing that some of the kids were like taking on the roles of blacksmiths for the entire game.
Oh my God, it's like the game Shopkeeper. Or Shop Hero.
Yeah, exactly.
This is like Civ or something.
And so instead of being a thief and actually stealing those things, we allow them to be thieves. Totally, absolutely. I had an entire thief guild. But then they tape up cardboard onto the shops, and the shopkeeper's like, but they don't actually lose anything.
Right.
And then there's Advanced Week, which is my favorite.
Okay, so...
we're not even advanced yet.
No, this is just regular D&D.
There's also
D&D.
I feel we...
Not the third edition, that's bullshit.
No. Like 3.5.
This is legitimately interesting, but we are getting very granular, and I do want to pull back a little bit and get a bigger, like, bird's eye view of what's going on here. Hmm. How long does this run?
Yeah.
Where does it take place? How much does it cost? Like, things like that. Things that, if we've got listeners who are, you know,
local and curious,
parents or kids at heart or, you know, anything like that. Like, give us the elevator pitch. That way we can kind of know what's
the whole thing is. So we've got week-long camps for kids. And I honestly, I haven't looked at the prices in a while.
That's fine.
But those are a week long, and they happen in all different parks throughout the Twin Cities. It just depends on what week it is.
So one week it's in like Theoworth, the next week
it's in Sibley, the next week it's in X, Y, or Z.
Cool.
We have a couple of May play days that are like 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. One of them is May 19th, which is Wittick Horror. That's ages 8 to 16. And then we have the Interdimensional Detrius Pocket, which is May 12th, 10 to 4 p.m., which is ages 6 or 8 to 16 as well. Okay. And those are one day ones.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you make, you go. Then we have our grown-up day, our fundraiser. Again, all
grown up.
And actually, we're working with Arts Nest to...
An adult, not a grown-up.
We're working with Arts Nest.
Nice.
So that this is, you know...
A giant event.
It's also tax deductible.
Nice. Uh-huh.
So it is a charity that you're giving to, because we're raising scholarship money for kids to go to this awesome camp that inspires kids. It's amazing. Nice. The stories I have. And that is going to be May 26th. Mm-hmm. That is, let's see. Yeah, May 26th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's $89. Okay. And that's that's taking into consideration the fact that this is a charity event.
Right.
You get to take home your pieces. I use my pieces for cosplay regularly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Also, we're going to teach you how to make these pieces so that you can go home and make your own as well. So this is a training as well. And then you get to go out into the... And we have to, like, rent the park and everything.
And you guys have supplies there for and making things.
None of the workers are getting... Like, we all do this on charity basis.
Well,
so
you can easily spend that much on, like, the super grown-up laser tag and things like that.
Well, I'm thinking you could spend $200-some to have somebody else make you a cosplay. Also, item, or you can learn how to make
make it yourself.
Several different cosplay items to your specifications. Mm-hmm. Like,
yep.
Yeah,
and we are going to be at Convergence this year with Connie's Quantum Sandbox.
So it sounds like instead of like one big, like, huge thing that you pay at the beginning and you're just there for that, you can kind of dip in and out at your heart's content a little bit?
You could if you wanted to. The morning
is... A week here and a week there.
Oh, for kids?
For the kids'
camp?
It's a summer...
It's a one-week camp thing.
Oh, it is.
So, like,
just
you send your kids to a summer camp.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it... Well, because you were I thought you were talking about, like, at the end of the week, then whoever controls it, blah, blah, blah. It sounded like this was a long-term thing.
It seems like it. In the 1 week camp,
right.
The first day we go over basics. We go over how to do armory. If you're 10 or 11 years old or older, you can get certified to use the sharps.
Right.
And then we introduce, like, Killmeister.
10 or 11, Jenna.
And then we teach them Killmeister.
Yep.
Everybody dies. And then the next day we introduce, like, three-way Capture the Flag. Okay. And then by the end of the week we're playing six-way Capture the Flag.
I get it now.
And Castle Storming and Colossus shows up.
I misunderstood what you said there. So that makes a lot
clarifying.
More sense now.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. And then we've got the one days in May. And then we've got the adult game day, which is... It's going to be super fun and helping little geeks be little geeks.
These all sound fantastic. I am genuinely sad that I could not make it.
You should be.
We did have a lot of fun.
Because I got a giant fuck-off cleaver. I don't know if you've heard about this.
No, I haven't been listening to you at
all. It's pretty awesome. I'll show you a picture.
The nice thing about the adult game day...
If you send him that picture,
it's not a good picture.
Maybe if you have James tell me, I'll listen.
Oh, she made a huge cleaver and it's fucking rad.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't take the picture.
Like, it's got half.
You all.
It's so nice.
Nothing. I'm totally PC. Rated G.
In my mouth. I'm going to put it in my mouth.
I got a pen.
Don't put my cleaver in your mouth. Buy me dinner first.
Our good friend Ben.
In my mouth. Gonna put him in my mouth.
So the really good thing about the game day.
Not a cock, but a hen. In my mouth. Gonna put
Never mind.
It's really zen.
In my mouth.
I doubt that.
What the hell? I can't find my picture.
No, I was gonna say.
A doll named Ken.
During the game day, you're gonna get more, like, people who know what they're doing to help you more on a one-to-one basis. So if you have something, like, super cool that you want to do, it'll be much easier than, like, at Convergence.
Okay.
Right. And so that's one of the nice things is you have people there who are like, yeah, what do you want to do? As opposed to Convergence, where there are going to be, like, 40 people scrambling to...
We'll
probably do templates at Convergence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and one of my favorite things was the idea that you can start with this template, just like Jenna did.
Yeah.
You can start with the template for something that interests you. And they were talking about, you can take this blade that you like and then trace a different handle.
Yep.
Or you can make the handle longer. You can alter the blade. You can do all of these crazy things. It was fucking awesome.
And before you get confused, when you go to adventuresincardboard.com.
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 No, adventuresincardboard.com.
Oh, adventuresincardboard.com.
When you go to adventuresincardboard.com, you're going to go to Spring Game Days.
Okay.
And so when you go to Spring Game Days, it will take you to, hey, these are game days, studio workshops, and game day for grown-ups. First thing that you'll see. And then you head down to whatever you want to do. And again, if you want to contact us for, like, studio days and things like that, let us know. You know.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on over.
Awesome.
Talk to us. So, yeah. That's what I get to do with my summer. Fuck all y'all and your jobs. I get to teach kids how to beat each other up with swords that they get to construct on their own.
Which is awesome.
We will also be posting the link to
AdventuresInCardboard.com.
AdventuresInCardboard.com.
On the website. And also on the Facebooks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you can go there and find out all the information that your heart desires on all of the shit that we've talked about here. And it sounds rad as fuck.
Oh, my God, it is.
So,
it was so deeply satisfying.
Jenna made a cleaver, you guys.
A giant fuck-off cleaver.
Yeah.
Named June.
No. Oh.
And you can too. All you got to do is go to the website, and don't forget to check out that charity event, because charity is a good thing, both for your soul and for the people who benefit from it.
Little geeks be little geeks.
Mm-hmm.
Should we take a break?
I think we should.
Yeah.
All right, let's do that.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
I'm Bryn.
And, yay!
Hey, everybody. You know what you need when you're going to go kill a bunch of people with cardboard weapons? Honestly, I was thinking about it. Like, I seriously, you're talking about the overdramatic deaths. I would just go out in the middle of a field and just be like, kill me, because I want to, I'm going to make a 20 fucking minute death scene here.
Yes.
Just go out there unarmed, be like, let's see what we can do here, folks.
We had one kid, or we had a faction of demons one time. A bunch of these kids decided that they were going to be the seven deadly sin demons.
Nice.
And by the end of the week, one of them, I think it was Greed, just left all of his weapons during all of the heaviest fighting stuff. He left all of his weapons, took a speaker, and had the take on me.
Yes.
And he just did the campy little dance throughout the battleground. And if somebody like killed him, which nobody did, then he would just be a ghost, which means that you just amble back to your respawn.
Yeah.
Right. And so the speaker without any weapons, and he just kept going.
So if you dear listener, if you want to do something like this and you need the energy to wake up and go do this, then you should probably go to that other website that we have mentioned
almost
as often as we have. AdventuresInCardboard.com.
What? AdventuresInCardboard.com?
AdventuresInCardboard.com.
And that would be True Stone Coffee.
TrueStoneCoffee.com.
TrueStoneCoffee.com.
True Stone Coffee.
But all seriousness, coffee, they are our sponsor, and they give us coffee, and I drink
wonderful coffee,
and I love it. I drink it not because it's free, but I drink it because it is good. And I love it, and have lived on it in some cases.
I get their coffee free, and I still pay for more of their
also
coffee.
I still buy the bottles and stuff for Dilaf. I got when I was working from home on Friday because of the snowstorm and stuff like that. I had the best coffee I've ever had at work.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I was working from home and I had TrueStone coffee.
Yeah, I did that all the time.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, you should go to TrueStoneCoffee.com.
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 And you should enter the promo code.
I got sexy over here. Apropos!
Apropos?
I believe it's spelled apropos.
But it's pronounced apropos.
Apropos? But it tastes apropos.
.com.
mouth.
And you will get.
I'm going to put it in my mouth. I've got True Stone
in my mouth.
I've got a scone
in my mouth.
An old bone in my mouth.
I got a phone in my mouth.
I drink cologne
in my mouth.
An ice cream cone
in my mouth.
I'm all alone in my mouth.
As it. Never mind.
As it should be.
Got James's clone in my mouth.
Okay, TrueStone. TrueStoneCoffee.com.
You get 10% off of your order if you put in the promo code
Apropos.
But it's spelled apropos.
And that was at TrueStoneCoffee.com.
You'll get 10% off of your order.
Yes.
With what promo code?
Apropos.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, now comes the part of the show. Now comes the part of the show where we stop being fuckalls for a little bit, just 5 minutes,
really?
And we become genuine. Actually, we become genuine just for a little bit. And we
hear
give
that's
our
what
shout
the adults
outs.
Do.
Was that the moment?
No, it's coming. It's coming.
Okay.
And that is our shout outs. So, ladies and gentlemen, who's got a shout out this week?
This is going to sound stupid. But I want to give a shout out to fast food. Just its existence. I know it's bad for me, but I am so on the go all the time that just having fast food available where I can just go in and get something. Especially if like I've just been doing one of my 15 million thing days and
so
I'm just like
always.
I need I cleaned out my car recently too. Mobile. Anyway. But yeah. Like, just to having that available to me. And in conjunction with that, the fast food workers. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
They get shit on a lot. But they're providing such an incredible, valuable service to me. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, bless your heart. So, yeah, I want to give a shout out to fast food.
Nice.
Fucking yes.
Mine is in a similar vein, actually.
Oh, really?
A group that is oft vilified. But does much to no a group that is oft vilified, but does a service that we all really, really, really need, and that is the snowplow drivers.
Yeah,
oh my god, yes.
They get dumped on so hard, you guys. No,
we get dumped on, but then they take care of it. But
seriously, people are like, oh, it's 5 o'clock and my street hasn't been plowed yet. Yeah, look around. Right, there's fucking snow everywhere. They're gonna get to you. But in the meantime, they have been out there since fuck you o'clock in the morning, plowing the roads so you can get to fucking work. So you can gripe that they haven't gotten to your street yet, but honestly, thank you guys.
Yes.
Thank you for doing what you do, because none of us could get to work if it wasn't for you guys out doing what you do. So thank you so much. Shout out to the plow drivers.
James. I have a friend who is a bicycling enthusiast. And he has a collection, a library of bikes of all different kinds. And he just loves acquiring them and fixing them up. And a different friend, a mutual friend, a friend of the podcast, had their bike stolen.
Aww, son of a bitch.
And this friend of mine, he said, I'll lend them one. So shout out to Charles, not Silent Charles, other Charles. Shout out to other Charles for his generosity and kindness.
Very nice.
So
yeah.
I got a shout out for people who take dietary requests seriously.
Oh my god, yes.
Oh yeah.
Because I'm diabetic and I regularly need sugar-free, because if I'm going to have sugar, I need to take insulin for it. And if I'm not taken seriously, then bad things happen. So it's when you aren't taken seriously that you start to recognize how much you appreciate the people who do take you seriously.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I had two, three instances of people giving me sugar in my drink, in my coffee drink over the last, like, 3 days. And so, like, for those of you who I haven't been recognizing for, like, actually taking me seriously, thank you. And that goes for people with celiacs, with wheat and gluten allergies and different things like that. Like, thank you for actually taking that seriously and, like, making sure that we're healthy. So, yeah.
I second that and appreciate your appreciation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who never puts sugar in their coffee?
True Stone Coffee. True Stone.
Yeah.
That actually reminds me, I need to buy more Trani, so. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, because, yeah, we got a meeting coming up.
Yeah.
All right. Yes.
Well, I should probably open this up. Hey, guys.
Yeah?
What? Huh? What salsa? Is there something coming up?
What salsa through yonder window breaks?
How about a Fast Five?
Fast Five! Salsa's wind breaks through the window.
No, through the fart cupboard.
Yes.
The fart cupboard.
For those that do not know, the Fast Five is you, that's right, you, the dear listener, sends us two messages. One contains nothing but five, that's right, five choices. We do not know what these choices mean. All we are given are the options. And it is only after we have gone through and made our choice that we go through and open the second message, which contains the context of what we have just decided upon. And we just find out if we like our answers or are sorely, sorely disappointed because we have just decided that Tim is better than Matt or something.
Yeah.
That's
a Sophie's unchoice. It is. that's a Sophie's non-choice.
Today's Fast Five.
Sophie doesn't want it.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from Mr. Mud.
Mud.
Yay, Mud. Mud. Oh my God! I saw a video of the mud puddle today. I dropped all of the eggs. Like I'm pretty sure I've just hit menopause at this point, you guys.
She's walked into the grocery store and tipped over the dairy section.
Why are the eggs in the dairy section? I can have eggs, God damn it.
They are.
But they're not dairy. There's no milk in them.
Like Jenna just had a puddle of caviar.
But that's where they keep them.
Oh my God. Caviar Panties is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.
Wow. Wow.
Caviar Panties.
The new single from Fuckapella.
Let's just get straight. Oh my God, yes. Let's get started.
That's the album. Oh my God, yes.
Yes.
By Fuckapella.
Caviar Panties, the first LP from the album.
Yep.
Oh my God, yes.
Oh my God, yes.
By Fuckapella.
Yep, no, this is happening, you guys.
Excellent.
Question number one.
Plow Records.
Spencer Faust or Jeffrey Brown?
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Just looking at these, they're not going to get any better.
Oh, shit.
Okay, they're both cheesy as fuck all. Sure. They both make really stupid jokes.
Sure.
They both have actual skills. One of them does, like, acrobatics tumbling, the other one, like, plays music.
Uh-huh.
They're both vilifiers.
Uh-huh. One of them has Stacy.
Oh, yeah.
And is that her mom's got it going on.
I'm going to say four.
I'm going to go with Spencer.
She's got a sweet-ass tap.
I'm going with Spencer for
Zelda.
The abs.
Oh,
I mean,
fair.
There's definitely that.
Spencer for the abs.
He's actually got the abs that you clean your washboards on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So which one's bravado do I find more annoying?
Ooh.
I'm going to go with Jeffrey. Actually,
yeah, no,
because Jeffrey doesn't have the abs to pull off that bravado.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Spencer, acro abs. Yeah, okay.
I'm going to say the Zelda tattoo on Spencer's significant other is the.
I love how it's not about either of them. You're just like, yeah, but fucking tattoo.
Yeah, no. On the weekend, bitches. He uses his abs as the mold for washboards.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's true. I've watched it happen.
All right, question number two.
I'm actually going to see if I can wash a shirt on his abs.
Yes!
This is a
yes!
This is going a fest to bit.
Oh my
this
God.
Is a fest
okay.
bit this year, you guys.
Yes. Okay, okay guy.
Yeah,
shh,
you're happening.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell the entire internet. Okay.
Make sure I'm there because I'm going to be there.
Oh, yeah. This is happening.
Okay, question number two. John Uecker or Eric Thompson?
Oh.
Oh.
God, what do they have in common?
Also both vilifiers.
Also both vilifiers.
I'm going to say...
They're both fearless members. John Euchre is not a...
He was.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, no, I think he's still a fearless member.
I think he
member.
Still is.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. I know he's a fearless member. You said vilifier. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a vilifier.
I never knew.
Have you never seen his luchador?
No. Holy shit.
Yeah,
shit, I got to go with John just because of the luchador thing.
Yeah.
I have
know
to.
If he's still a member. Or
I have to go with.
I don't remember
John
him
for one reason.
Not being a vilifier,
and so. That reason is,
During Salsa's Fully Believable run, John, in the middle of the debates, would always gentlemen, and a fucking
yeah,
killed every time.
Full on Boss Hog throughout those. Yes. Yeah, he was great at that show.
Which one do I enjoy mocking more? I'm going to go with Eric.
Because
I do that weekly.
And going along with that, so during Die Laughing, Angela was given a Lego walk, which of course she has to watch somebody else do the Lego walk. So the person was Eric. But then she was given 8 feet of bubble wrap to walk on next to Eric. So as Eric was doing the fucking Lego walk, she got to walk on bubble wrap. And it was the funniest motherfucking thing I've ever seen, because she could not hide her glee
delight.
And delight.
Yeah.
She went back and she was doing
tried so hard.
Buffalo
tap
dancing on it. And
that was one of the most adorable.
And then she turned at one point and just had a sad look to Eric, but it was like just this moment.
Yeah, and Eric's just what the fuck ever. Like, as he's stumbling on these Legos.
No, but she does this brief look at him of like, and then goes right back to the bubble wrap. Just like...
So I'm going to say Eric for that.
All right.
Fair.
Question number 3.
Yeah.
Lauren Brabeck.
Ooh.
What one?
Or Jessa.
Oh, you know I have to say Jessa.
I
for
know
Jessa. A million different
I'm
gonna reasons.
I'm going to say Jessa.
And as much as I love Jessa, I got to go with Woven.
I'm going to pick Woven because... so far, she has not kicked the shit out of me in vilification. Or with a belt that she earned by kicking the shit out of me in vilification tennis.
No, that's exactly the reason why I have to go, Jessa. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Fucking what?
No, that's 100%.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Question number 4.
Yes.
Jenna.
Ooh.
Me.
Or Saint Man of the Destroyer.
Oh, this could be a redhead thing. This could be.
I'm guessing
short
it's
and
Vil.
Fiery.
Short and fiery.
So far, it's been Vil people.
It could be skulls.
I
do have a decent amount of skull wear.
Who do you fear more?
I feel like. Oh, shit.
I fear Mana more. Sorry.
You're about to live with me in a couple months, young lady.
Shit.
There's a reason. Love, it'll be fine.
I mean, I feel like I have to pick me just out of nepotism, so...
I feel because you are on this podcast, I'm compelled to go with Saint Man of the Destroyer.
I mean, that's fair. Choose carefully,
Yeah, this
James.
Is super fucking difficult.
We've been 50-50 up until now, James.
I'm going to say Saint Mana one reason. I know exactly what her Final Fantasy character would look like. I don't know what yours would look like.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are capricious gods.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently.
Greek?
Oh my
no,
God.
The Isle of Capri.
So like a Capri Sun.
I had that earlier.
Yeah. Like that.
Salsa's just... Sad.
Salsa is dead.
Salsa is now sad.
I'm very sad.
Okay.
Question number 5. Nick Glover.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Or James Fairbairn.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Nick Glover. All day.
I mean...
Shit.
They both have the same Vil delivery style.
Huh.
Vil delivery system.
Very similar. just
it's a
kind
series
of
pneumatic too.
That kind of relaxed. I'm going to say shit about you now.
But Nick does have Molly, and when they build together, it
oh
gets,
my god!
Yeah, I was going to say,
but it's not Nick and Molly Glover. It's just Nick Glover.
That's fair, but then again, the Zelda tattoo.
No, they become kitten brains.
Right. Yeah.
God damn it.
They do.
Yeah.
I'm going to say up until a few days ago, you had the more fantastic beard, but now it's Nick.
I still have a fantastic beard. I haven't taken my pants off.
Nick has a fantastic beard, too. Her name is Molly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right.
Oh, God.
I would say Nick is a legend.
I kind of have to go with Nick for pretty much anything except for who has the bigger heart. And at that point, it's kind of a tie, but... Which one would I have helped shovel me out of a driveway?
James. Sorry.
Probably James for that one.
If it's going to be that,
like,
James.
I'm trying to think of instances where it wouldn't be Nick. And I think that because I have to come up with more instances where it wouldn't be Nick, I'm going to have to go with Nick.
Yeah.
I'm playing the odds at
100%.
This point.
100%.
Yeah.
And you know I'm going to pick Nick over myself.
We do, because you said so.
You said so.
And you're on this podcast.
Like at the beginning.
And we have ears.
Also that.
I mean,
and you're not Jenna, so I actually listened to you.
Aw.
The glare is real.
Yeah, I'm actually getting like a second degree burn just standing on the same side of the bar.
Salsa, do you want to open that second email?
Yeah, so we can find out who is right.
And who is dead. Oh, it's Salsa. Me.
All right.
Oh,
hey.
Uh-oh. Shit. What'd
remember
you do now,
Gilligan's
Mud?
Island?
Oh, shit.
Everything is being rebooted nowadays. Below are some casting thoughts.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Spencer Faust or Jeffrey Brown? Who would you cast as Gilligan?
Jeffrey,
he's more hapless.
Yeah, totally.
100%.
Like, Spencer is far too aware of his surroundings.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Spencer has a dopier look.
I don't know that I agree
with
that.
I don't think so.
I feel like they have similar but different dopey looks.
Yeah, I look at Jeffrey and I go, he hasn't got a thought in his fucking head.
Right, that.
Yeesh.
I mean, I love you, Jeffrey, but...
Oh, yeah. You're talented all day, you're a great guy, but...
There's always a roguish glint in his eye, whereas you look at Spencer and you just go...
No, I disagree with that entirely. Mm. Yeah. No, I feel like they both have that same kind of look.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like if I jingled keys, they would fight over them.
Also that.
All
right, well.
Damn.
But yeah, no, I'm going to go with Jeffrey. He's just more clumsy, hapless in general.
Hmm.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Question number two. Also, Gilligan didn't have abs.
That's Jeffrey. Fair.
Question number two. John Uecker or Eric Thompson?
Okay.
Who would you cast as the skipper?
Shit.
I think Eric Thompson.
I'm leaning Eric too. Here's the thing. I feel like Uecker could do a better impression of the skipper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like Eric's just his fucking sigh of dismay at the things happening around him.
Yeah.
Just sells
Agreed.
That for me.
Agreed.
Yeah. The head shake.
It's the head shake, and I can picture him hitting somebody with a fisherman's hat. And I have a harder time with that. For
it
you,
would, it would
not
be
impossible.
Eric has hit me with his hat.
Right. Like, I can picture him doing those things that are very skipper. But doing it natural as opposed to the... And he does great impressions, but it would be a much more natural fit for Eric.
I think you're right. I think I would go with Eric as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree. And it might change the character. Like, again, it's not an impression. It would be the natural.
Yeah.
So it might change the character a little bit, but stick with the spirit of the character.
Yeah. Also, I want to watch Eric Thompson hit Jeffrey Brown with a hat a lot.
Repeatedly. Oh, fuck yes.
I
want to
see this.
Suddenly, I'm sold on Jeffrey Brown.
Yeah, right? Done.
Question number three. Lauren Braybrick or Jessa, who would you cast as Marianne?
Aw. Wowen.
Oh, God, I'd probably cast Wowen.
I think Wowen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
any number of reasons.
Because Wowen has that fresh, delightful look.
Yeah.
Jessa has I'm going to fucking stab you with. Just one time. Like,
which is a choice.
Yeah, a bit too sarcastic.
It's an actor's choice.
Oh, my God, yeah. She will
choose to kill you.
But yeah, yeah. She's like, give me enough reason. Yeah. To get up off of this, to stop playing this video game.
There's
what that is.
A bit too
give
much.
Me enough reason yeah. to stop playing this.
Marianne
and
is more naive and
yeah, exactly.
Bubbly.
Yeah, and Jessa doesn't have that. And even though Woman is a few years older, I feel like she has a natural look for that.
Yeah,
even though she's
sure.
fucking brilliant, but I feel like she has the more innocent looking
right, yeah.
thing going on.
Right.
Jessa has
Jessa
never
just
looked
sits
innocent.
In a puddle of sarcasm all the time.
yes. I've asked her to clean her room, but there's just sarcasm all over the fucking place.
Question number four. Jenna or Saint Manna, and you were pretty close on this one. Who would you cast as Ginger?
Jenna. Just because, like, Ginger...
I think I would have to go...
Yeah,
agree,
Ginger is always kind of like... Oh, hello, Gilligan. You know, like...
I had a date like that one.
Oh, I
like
suppose,
a little bit
yeah.
of leg.
Well,
yeah.
She was the movie star, and I
do right. get the movie star hip thing going,
yeah.
whereas Manna's like, listen, bitch.
Exactly, yeah.
Like...
If it was a different movie star.
I've got... Yeah, definitely.
If it were a different movie star.
But yeah. I think I smooth voice it a little bit more than Manna.
I feel like a lot of these, if you were to do a Gilligan's reboot and be okay with the characters being very like different, like have a very different
similar
cast.
To the
yeah.
Lost in Space reboot that just
right.
ended.
So I think that would be hysterical. Those would be great choices for that kind of thing.
mm-hmm.
So if as long as we're okay with Eric doing the naturally, you know, mm-hmm. kind of like I am disappointed in your entire existence versus the what's it called?
Impression.
Yeah. You know, that sort of thing. I think this would be a really cool cast.
If Ginger was like a B-movie scream queen, then I would go Manna.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because I can imagine her being the survivor of
yeah,
a horror
right.
movie,
but
like a slasher
But Ginger in the original.
In the was, original. Is
I yeah. think there's a little more class and a little more...
I'm going to stand
clear.
No.
You know what?
I don't want to be involved.
The word is
Manna suddenly burst.
No, but you know what I'm. No, it's Manna is a bit more like just fucking here I am. Whereas
yeah.
I think you can do the more like dress up more haughty.
Well, again,
it's not quite the word I'm looking for.
Haughty or haughty?
Haughty.
I'm a haughty haughty.
It's a difference because
I'm a haughty haughty.
If it was a different reboot where it's like and then backstage she's like. Bitch, get out my way. Like, that'd be perfect for Manna.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
you know.
I'm saying
but,
more
but
true
going
to the
with
source.
The,
yeah,
more true to the source, yeah. I probably would cast me. I mean, Manna and I had a sword fight once.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like, bitch, I'm going to stab you now. And I'm like, I'm going to shake my hips and play with you a little
All right,
bit before
King
I stab
of the
you.
Phoenix.
And I think that's kind of, yeah.
yeah.
Where do you think that comes from?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think I do a lot more of the hip and the mm-hmm.
belly dancer.
The belly dancer yeah. makeup-y kind of thing.
Right.
The movie star.
Yeah.
Jessica
you know,
Rabbit.
Thing. Whereas, again, Manna is a lot more just.
Listen, bitch,
not
I'm hot and I'm here.
Not
what
as much
she does.
Nuance. Yeah.
Yeah.
James, you can come back at any time now.
Yeah. No, he can't.
Yeah,
stay over there.
No, I
stay over there.
Yeah.
Question number five.
Yeah.
Nick Glover or James Fairbairn, who's left? Who would you cast as the professor?
Oh, ooh. I think it would be James, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you
agree.
You both tinker an awful lot. You're both really good with the building things and the wackiness. I feel like Nick is more down to earth. And you're much more of the theoretical brain play.
Yes. Also, Nick's stuff works.
I mean,
yeah.
I wasn't going to say that
stuff
in front of
didn't.
It.
That's
of.
Fair.
Sometimes.
I was going to say, between the two of us, I feel like Nick's coconut radio would work a lot better.
Oh, yeah. So much better. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Holy shit, that was a good fast five.
Yeah,
that was really good. Awesome. Thank you, man.
Let's go ahead and get through the outro here. So if you would like to send us a fast five, send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. And give them both a similar subject line, so that I know that they are paired up together.
Instead of just questions and answers.
Yes, indeed. Because if you send more than one and it has the same comment line, then they will get threaded in my email.
Gross.
And then I have to dig through them and it's a mess. So send two messages to salsa@aonpodcast.com. In the first one, send nothing but the choices. And in the second one, repeat those choices and then give us the context so we don't have to jump back and forth between emails. If you somehow get us a physical copy, yours will jump immediately to the top of the queue. If you have never given us one before in the past, yours will jump to the top of the queue. And if you want to bribe us with like booze or something, we'll absolutely put you at the front of the queue.
We accept that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we are not above bribery at all. We are
below bribery.
We are running low, so get them in, ladies and gentlemen.
Bribery. Hint.
Yes.
Hint.
And bribe. Yeah.
So if you've been sitting on a few that you're like, oh, no, send them. Send them. By all means, send them. They don't have to be fucking amazing. Just fucking send them.
As a matter of fact, we're willing to help with gross bottles.
Also that. Anybody have anything to plug?
Well, there's this one.
Yeah.
What is that website?
This one website called AdventuresInCardboard.com.
AdventuresInCardboard.com.
Never heard of it.
You son of a bitch.
And we have absolutely heard a lot about that, so I don't think we will
rehash anymore.
But yes, we will. But get the links to that on Facebook and on the website.
I've also got Rated G, which is at Huge Theater, and it's an improvised family-friendly musical. And so we have the audience come up with a title for a movie, and then we make it up on the spot, music and all.
Nice.
I'm in The Skryker, which our last weekend is next weekend, so I don't know if this will get up in time. But we've got three shows, and it's Twisted Fae, really creepy kind of horror,
grim sort of stuff.
Film. Yeah, very much so. Not rated G. and then Human Common Chess is coming up. So that's
yes.
Oh my god!
I'm only doing like three things right now.
Slacker.
So yeah. Well.
Yeah.
James. Jenna.
I only did that for the comedy. I don't actually have any shows coming up for like the next 3 weeks at least. I think my next show, I might be doing the Turkish Star Wars 2. Which is of course a part of Open to Interpretation. It's dumb. It's dumber than Turkish Star Trek. I can't even begin to tell you how stupid this is. but I believe I'm available, so I believe I will be able to do it. There's I'm uncertain 100% if I will be there for this.
We should go see it anyway.
But May 7th at Phoenix, you should just go see this shit because. Oh my god, because I've watched it and it's dumb and delightful.
Hooray!
And then, yeah, I've got rehearsals for Human Combat Chess and Pandas is starting up shortly. So, if that's not enough for you.
Speaking of other fearless things, Pounded in the Tingle starts this Friday.
Oh, wow, yeah.
This is our dinosaur adaptation of Chuck Tingle's works. If you don't know who that is, don't Google it at work.
Yeah, don't Google it at work. Yeah. There are podcasts about this.
Yes.
Are there?
Yes.
So this is...
Now there's a show about it.
Go to the Fearless Comedy Productions website and look at the calendar, and you will see for the next 3 weekends, Fridays and Saturdays, there is the Pounded in the Tingle show, which is going to be... Interesting.
Oh my god, I'm a horrified delighted by this concept. The cast is amazing though. Have you seen the fucking cast for this shit? Oh my god. Matthew Kasson, Jason Kruger, Don Krasnowski, I can't even remember everybody, but I'm just like,
in the show.
I think it's the only female on the show. But
it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be so good.
It's going to
be so good, you guys.
Horrifazing.
Amazifying.
Yeah, it's it'll.
Sure.
You will encounter a variety of emotions watching it. We'll go with that.
Okay.
And also many of the things you've eaten.
I'm excited.
It's going to be great.
Yes.
And then this is about a month out, but I just want to let you know that my Renaissance Festival season is going to be starting this May. So May 12th, the weekend of May 12th, I'll be in Nebraska, and the weekend of the 19th and 20th, I will be in Janesville, Wisconsin, doing the sword chomp chomp.
Sword chomp chomp.
Yep.
Sounds bad.
I'm coming up with a new dance Mario move. Boss. The sword chomp chomp. The sword chomp chomp.
Often right. Paired with the ba-bum.
James, did you think of anything?
I am also going to be in Human Combat Chess.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Awesome. 3 out of 4 podcasters agree. I am going to be in Human Combat Chess.
I think 4 out of 4 probably agree.
That 3 out of 4 are going to be in Human Combat Chess.
Yep.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very, very much to our co-host, Bryn, for being
Woo!
Here.
Who will be fired in 3, 2, 1.
Say it slower.
airlock button.
Yes. Thank you so very much for listening. And as you already know, you should eat the fucking cake.
We love you.
One.
Bye.
The system is down.
1 more noise into the microphone.
I'm going to make some noise into the microphone, but it's going to fuck with all of your levels anyway, so...
Yay!